been through this postseason thing before. What advice do you give all the rookies who never going in for the first time?
You know, it's just a one-game season. You got to lay it all out there because, you know, obviously, you don't win the game. You go home, you clean out your lockers. So, you know, just put it all into the week and the week of preparation and be as prepared as possible.
How do you break down everything that you guys have done in the past? Or do you even do that? Do you break down the 17 weeks? Do you just say, okay, this is what we have to do for the next quarter?
No, I mean, you kind of look back on some of the things that hurt you and you work on those and, you know, you go through some of the games that could possibly, you know, rewatch the Cincinnati game, you know, see the things that worked for them and they'll probably try against you and, you know, just try and work hard this week to improve on yourself and then whatever team that we find out we do play, you know, then prepare for them next week.
Is it dangerous to watch, or would you like to watch? Talking to Tommy, said that he gets kind of involved in the games when he watches, and he kind of takes something with him, and then he, you know, he's got to just focus on that one opponent. So it's like he wasted time a little bit.
No, I'll definitely, you know, enjoy relaxing and watching the games, and you know, just seeing who we're gonna play. You know, for me, you know, it's a little bit different for me because I'm a D lineman, so I just, you know, I'll study the tackles and just see what types of sets and, you know, their style of play, you know, as opposed to Tom. He's got to watch everybody. So, you know, I just watch one guy and see what his tendencies are and certain things that could help me out during the game.
Are you keeping notes?
No, when I watch during the week, I will. But, you know, at home, I'll leave the notebook in the bag.
Contributions the rookies have made to the defense this season.
No, I think, Jamie, I think Jamie's done a great job. You know, it's not easy being a rookie and, you know, going from college to, you know, having that long combine draft, you know, OTAs, mini camp, rookie camp, training camp. You know, that's a long year there. So, you know, for these guys here, it's been a journey for them, and you know, they've had a good year, but you know, it's not over. So, you know, for them, they just need to really work hard at focusing in on you know, what our job is, and that right now that's getting better and getting prepared for whoever we have to play, you know, after we find out who our opponent's going to be.
How important has it been to have some of the guys who are veterans who've gotten injured, you know, IR, to kind of stay on the sidelines afterwards, whether it be Mayo or because you've had that influx of work?
Yeah. You know, unfortunate that those guys can't be out there with me and, you know, playing with the defense. But, you know, just having them there on the sidelines, you know, they can give, you know, some of the younger guys some tips on what they see. And, you know, Mayo, obviously, you know, he's definitely a leader that, you know, we miss out there. So, you know, having him at least on the sidelines, you know, it's great for us just to see him there and, you know, be able to talk to him or ask him, you know, a question about, you know, what's going on. And V as well, you know, he's with, you know, same thing as Vince, you know, with the D lineman.
What have you learned from those guys about being a leader? You're a leader on this defense now.
I just lead by example. You know, I'm not, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do my job and I'm going to, you know, leave it all out on the field. And, you know, I hope that everyone around me sees the way that I'll put in my work and I'll go out there and I'll give it my all. And, you know, I think that for me, you know, vocally, I'll talk to somebody if they need something, you know, they need to talk to me about anything. If there's any questions, you know, I'm happy to talk with them about it. But, you know, I definitely just want to be out there doing my job and, you know, doing my best to help the team win. You know, that's what my leadership is.
Do you think it's hard for those guys now that they can't do the whole leadership by example thing?
Yeah, I think it's difficult when you can't because you're injured. So, you know, again, for them, it's just, you know, getting healthy, getting back for, you know, next year and, you know, whatever they can do as far as, you know, talking to somebody or just giving them advice, you know, that's great for them to help the younger guys.
How was it, the snow today?
I had a great time. It was a fun practice, you know. Not too often you get to go out there and run around in the snow. So, you know, it was a good, productive practice, and it was fun that we were able to run around and make some plays in the snow.
Just played in the rain last week. You're practicing.
Yeah, I'd rather be in the snow than the rain. The rain when it's, you know, 34 degrees and raining, that's, you know, just before it freezes, I'd rather be in the snow. But we've played it all, so, you know, it just helps us for whatever we're in, we're in. So whatever game it is we're playing in, if it's snowing, if it's raining, you know, it's, we've experienced it all.
What's the difference? Or why would you rather the snow?
Just because you're not so wet. You know, when you're in the rain, you're like 10 pounds heavier when your shoes are full of water. So, you know, the snow obviously has some challenges in itself with footing and, you know, being on the field and stuff like that. But, you know, when it's wet, you're wet from head to toe.
Any groaning from the locker room knowing the field house is down the road?
No, we're pretty used to practicing what it is, and, you know, that's one thing that Bill always preaches is, you know, football is meant to be played outside. So whatever it is, get your stuff on and go practice. Good? See ya.